Beis Hashem, we're going to go into the halachas of mechiras chometz, which is something that every single person has to know for two reasons. Reason number one, anyone that actually sells his own chometz or has his chometz sold by the yeshiva, by your parents, by anybody, you have to know the Seder HaDvarim, who's it negated to, are we mekel, when are we machmir, all these sorts of halachas. That's number one. Number two, and this is negated for every single person, even if you yourself don't sell chometz, but if you buy chometz from anyone that did sell it, for example, you buy it from any makolet, or you buy it from any shop here in Eretz Yisrael in America that sold the chometz to a goy, so we're going to have to first figure out what the mechira does, who it's negated to, what it's chal on, and therefore we'll come up with halacha lemaisa, how it could be negated to every single person, Beis Hashem. So we'll start like this, a little bit of Hakdoma, just like a minute or two into the Hakdoma before we start the actual mechira itself. There's some very, very interesting yesedas. Mamash, a person, I don't know how many people actually went through the mechira, but people generally, you know, most of the mini argument clearly is, well, people taka do it, people sell chometz, everybody goes to the rabbi before Pesach and you sell the chometz. Does anybody have a clue what on earth they're doing? Does anyone have any idea what they're selling, how they're selling it, how's it negay? They have no idea. All they know is, I told the rabbi to sell my chometz, I keep my whiskeys in the glass container in my cupboard in my kitchen, and therefore I'm okay. Nechadeza, do you know what you're selling? For none of the mechid michal, maybe you have to know what you're doing. So that's what Beis Hashem are going to try and do, is we're going to try to go through the inyanim of the mechi, where's the makor, where does it come from, what are the shitas ha-poiskim and how it's negeya, and we'll see Beis Hashem how it's mamish negeya to all of us, and then we'll get to the shalitz of chometz shobel ha-pesach, which is, for example, shalitz of what happens if a person finds chometz on Pesach, if finds chometz after Pesach, something which is an extremely, extremely common situation. So the Rambam, it's a Gemara, but the Rambam tells us in the beginning of chometz ha-matzah, perik aleph, aloch aleph, that if a person eats chometz gomu on Pesach, he's loike v'chayiv kois. As I state in Ve'etzemitza Gemara, but the Rambam paskens as well, locha lemaisa. If a person eats less than a kezayis of chometz, so it's still an issim in that Torah, right? Even if it's less than a kezayis, it's less than a shee of the Torah's shee, of a lemaisa, it's still considered to be an issim in that Torah. Now, what happens if you don't actually eat chometz? Right? Baruch Hashem, you stay away from the chometz, you cleared away all the chometz, you're not eating anything b'chlal. Oh, but you're still owning chometz. If a person owns, he doesn't eat anything on Pesach except for real Pesach food, but he has in his possession, he has in his rishus, he owns chometz, so he is over every single second on the two isurim, two lavim, on bal yiroye and bal yimotze. As I state in the Gemara. That means, if a person has in his possession a kezayis of chometz, wherever it may be, in any form that it is, if it's chometz gomu, you are over every single second of Pesach on two isurim, two lavim, of baliro balimotza. Now, if Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal, in a baliro means you could see it, and balimotza you may find it, you may come to eat it. Now, if Shlomo Zalman in the Tshuva and Mincha Shlomo, in Chele Gimelsim and Kufid Alev has a suffix. What happens if a person has two kezesim? He has two bottles of whiskey. Let's just make an example. He has two bottles of whiskey, he has two packets of pretzels, whatever it may be. Is he over on every single kezayis to love him? Or maybe no. He's over on the chometz that he owns to love him, baliwa balimasa. He's mistapik bazeh. But our kapolim, it's a tremendous shayla. It could be, he has a tzad to say, that if a person has two, three bottles of whiskey, each bottle of whiskey has come over kama kezesim, times by the amount of bottles, times by two isurim of every single second a person is being overrun. Mimela, a person, now we understand a little bit of why people are so makbid on Pesach. People are makbid, people are standing for weeks and weeks, you know, taking a toothpick and scratching out the Kenwood machine to make sure where they have the dough over there, to make sure, you see by the mashkichim, is that they make sure every single tiny crumb that shayach to be chometz, they get it out of there. What's the pshat? A person can be over bali rom, bali motzah, every second of Pesach. Al Kaponim, we also know this famous klal from the Arizal, the Shulchan Aruch Harav brings it in Shalos and Tshuvos. Famous Arizal that says when it comes to Pesach, chumra de chometz, a person should be machmer every single chumra, even though during the year sometimes we're makel for this, that, and the other. Comes to Pesach, we're machmer. what's the pshat with machmer behind? You see people when it comes to matzah, when it comes to chometz, when it comes to bedikas chometz, people mamash spend hours and hours, right? It's unbelievable. Chumrah the chometz is different, right? The poskim, by the way, the achronim speak this out, especially by here, will speak it out by mechiras chometz, that it seems to be when it comes to chometz, things that normally work and are okay, but when it comes to chometz, we want to be machmer. Now, there are certain types of chometz. There's what we call chometz gomu, piece of bread, piece of pretzel, whatever it is, that's chometz gomu. Then we have chometz nuksha. Chometz nuksha means it's not roy la'achila. For example, glue. Many glues actually made from flour. And they mix them with liquid, in which case, obviously, flour and liquid turns into chometz. But it's not edible. No one can eat such a thing. It's not roy la'achilas odom, maybe not even behema. But like upon him, that's going to be a shayla of chometz nuksha. Then there's another type of chometz, which is chometz shenivgam, which means it either got completely burnt to a crisp, or it got moldy, which is chometz nifgam. And then there's taruvas chometz, for example, cosmetics, lipsticks, mouthwashes, all these shaylas that could have chometz in them, and a person's not necessarily eating a kazayis of them, but since there's chometz in there, there's a shayla. Now some of them are only a sederabonon, some of them are sederaisa. I'm not going into all the different types right now. Maybe if we get time, we'll go into it, but now it's a big sugya, whether deodorants, shampoos, soaps, all these sorts of things require hechsherim for Pesach. Be'ez Hashem, if we have time at the end, we'll go through those things. Now, for a person to be oivam by you, by the Mosad, it has to be that he owns the chometz himself. It has to belong to you. The Gemara brings down a Jerushim Psachim. The Gemara says, lo yira l'cha, it should not see to you. That means if it belongs to you and you own it, then that's the issa. But the Gemara Darshans, you're allowed to see the chometz of a goy. Dahainu. There's no issa to walk past the bakery and look at the chometz. No issa for such a thing. Now, smelling is a different shayla, right? The Be'alocha talks about it. It's not halacha that we're going into right now, but there is a shayla of hana, and if they're smelling it, that could be its delosa, even if it belongs to a goy. But again, that's not a sugi right now. Now, there's a mitzvah sbir. That means a person is a chiyuv to get rid of all of his chometz koidem Pesach. That means when you leave the yeshiva, or wherever you are before Pesach, the minute before Pesach begins, or the hours before, whatever the Gzeirah D'Rabbanans are, a person has a chiyuv to remove every single type of chometz that he owns from his possession. Now, there's a machlokes in the Gemara, but there's a machlokes Rishonim as well. Do you have to burn the chometz? Or can you just stamp, throw it in the sea, throw it in the river? Machlokes in the Gemara, machlokes Rishonim. The Maisik we pass in the Hachma that we try to burn it, and that's the Minig and Klal Yisrael, as we know. We make Sreifas Chometz on Erev Pesach to be Yotze to the Shita of Ein Bia Ela Sreifa. Okay, that's the Maisa, and a little bit of a Hagdama. What do people do in the Maisa when they have Chometz that they don't want to get rid of? Right? Again, you got, you know, a few pieces of bread, you got some pita bread, you got some pretzels, you got some cereals. So most people chuck it in the fire, and you Yotze to the Mitzvah that way. However, there's many different types of chometz that people have that they don't want to get rid of. Ladugma, whiskey. Whiskey is chometz gomel. People shouldn't think, you know, it's a type of chometz. No, no, it's chometz gomel mamish. Anyone knows the Seder Dvarim, how they make whiskey? It's mamish made from barley, b'chulei, malt. It's actual, real, 100% chometz. The same madrega as a piece of bread is a bottle of whiskey. Now, there's many people, when it comes to Pesach, they have kama v'kama bottles of whiskey. They don't want to get rid of them. They're not interested in throwing them down the drain, or drinking them at this stage of time, or burning them for that matter. Maybe what do they want to do? They want to do something that will allow them to A, not be over on Bali Ro Bali Matzah on Pesach, B, be able to eat it afterwards. So we're going to have to figure out an oifen that's going to be a mahalach that will allow us to do that. Now, it's not only to get to whiskey. So imagine, for example, a makolet. They have a store, yeah, that has hundreds and hundreds of chometz products, wafers, biscuits, frozen pizzas, all these sorts of things. Now, if they would chuck them out, that's hundreds, if not tens of thousands, maybe, according to each shop, of worth of damages that would cost them a lot of money. It's a massive hefsed. So again, a shop like that also wants to make sure that they don't have a shayla baliwa baliyamotze, and also they can be able to eat their chometz afterwards, right? Now, so what do they do? We have something that we know in all minhagim of Klal Yisrael, everybody does something called a mechiras chometz. We sell the chometz, right? You go to the rabbi, you sign a form, you pick up a tissue, koltuv, the whiskey that was in your cupboard before, it originally belonged to you, now belongs to the Puerto Rican guy over there in Italy. You never saw him, you'll never see him, he owns your chometz right now. After Pesach, you get it back, you can have a nice l'chaim. That's the Maisa, in a nutshell, what Mechiras Chometz is. The shayla is, how does it work? So is it meant to work, and are you meant to do it? So let's go through the Makoris. It's very, very something that people don't really know too much about. It's very kedai to hear the Makoris, to hear where it comes from, for us to understand where the halacha is coming from. Where's the Makor? where is the first place that we find a heter and some kind of makor for selling a person's chometz? So it's interesting, it's not in the Gemara. The Gemara, l'chora, there is one mokim in the Gemara, in the Psochim, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, that talks about it, the Torah talks about it also in Tov Mem Gimel, but I'll put in the real makor is a Tosefta. The Beis Yosef in Siman Tov Mem Chesiv Gimel brings a famous Tosefta in Psochim Perek Beis. And the Tosefta over there brings a Maisa. Maisa Shehoya. Look, the Tosefta, there was a Maisa of a Jew, a Heilige Yid, that was traveling on a boat before Pesach. And he was traveling together with Goyim. Came this man of Erev Pesach, and he thinks to himself, what's he going to do? I've got all this chometz with me on the boat. I can't just chuck it out. He needs it. Either panasa, family, mishpacha, whatever it is. He can't just get rid of it. Zug the Tosefta, a chobagabalda geitza. Sell it to a goy. Zeshtetim Tosefta. He sell it to a goy, or give it to him as a matana, as a present. Then what you do after Pesach is you buy it back from him. And maybe it's beseda. As long as it was a good mechira, and as long as it was a matana gemura, you gave it b'leiv shalem, there's no issa b'chlol. It didn't belong to you when Pesach came, and mainly went over b'al yiro b'al yamotzeh. And since it belonged to a goy on Pesach, you're allowed to buy it back from him after Pesach, and even have anah, and even eat it. That's the halacha over there. Give me a moment. The Rambam. Right? Okay, Tavall, so far, we have a Tosefta. Kavaldika Tosefta. According to Tosefta, that's the riot. That's Mokhoyo, the Makor, for what everybody does. Comes along the Rambam and Perek Dalad Alocha Zayin, and Paskins like this Tosefta La Locha Lemaisa. Says the Rambam, this is the Eitzah. You have Chometz, you want to get rid of it, but you want to take it back off to Pesach, sell it to a goy, give it to a goy of a matona, and buy it back, or get it back from him b'kinyan after Pesach. Obzut the Rambam a little hosofa. The Rambam adds over there in Alocha Zayin, Avolo yimka velo yitanoi al tenai, vim osakein arisa oivim bal yuro bal yamotze. If you sell to the goy Chometz, or you give him a matana with a condition attached, then you are over on Bal Yiroi Bal Yamotze every single second of Pesach. Now, what that tonight is, we'll have to explain. But if you make it tonight, I'll just make an example, right, just to make things simple. If you make it tonight, you say to him, listen, I'm selling you my 400 bottles of whiskey worth 10 grand on the condition you sell it back to me after Pesach. Person would have think, what's the Mabaya? I'm sending him for Pesach, right? Of a Zuk the Rambam. Since it's Al Tanai, the Be'er Lachon speaks about it by Riches over here in Tofem Chesiv Gimel. That anything that's Al Tanai, it's totally whether he's Mekayim the Tanai. If he's not Mekayim the Tanai, then I'm afraid the Mechir wasn't Kal, and I was over by the right, by the Motza. The Mele Paskin of the Rambam. When you make a Mechir as Chometz, don't make it Al Tanai. No condition attached. It has to be a full Mechira. A full Mechira.
So you can technically run off with it.
Technically you can run off with it. He's got to pay for it. He's got to pay. What do you mean? He bought my chometz. He bought my whiskey. It's worth 10 grand. Can I have 10 grand, please?
Yeah, but no one sells it for actually 10 grand.
Oh, we'll get to that. How do they do it? How do we get out of all these problems? But the Mechira is a good Mechira. If the guy, for example, the guy comes to me on Pesach, knocks on my door. I'd like to have my whiskey, please. I heard you've got the most amazing whiskey in your cupboard. I said, Mechalami, go ahead. But you know that bottle of whiskey is $5,000.
Right.
If he gives me the money, I'm not willing to send him to steal it.
It's not stealing though, but if you gave him the deal $5 for $10,000 worth.
No. That's what we'll get to. Very good. We'll get to that. $5 for $10,000, we'll have to see what that means. It's not a joke. So a lot of people think it's a joke. The guy gives $5 and his koina, for example, in Eretz Yisrael, the Rabbanut sell the chometz here, the set was worth 7 billion shekel. Now, I doubt any goy's got 7 billion shekel in his bank account. And if he ain't giving it to any, you know, Ozen factory and whatever to go and buy all the chometz. So, the Meister, he gives 10 shekel before Pesach, or whatever he gets. What's the pshat? The pshat is it's a down payment. We'll speak about it.
So
we'll get to that.
I have a kosher way of doing it.
Right now, we're holding by the Mekayis. We didn't discuss Aloch and the Meister yet.
Nobody's going to give their stuff as...
We'll get to it. Beis Hashem. Give me a moment. So the first thing we have, boys, let's make it clear. We have a Tosefta. The Tosefta seems to say that if you're on the ship and you want to get rid of your chometz, but you want to take it back, send it to a goy, give it to a goy with matana, as long as it's a good mechira and a good matana. The Rambam was moisiv and said, don't make it tonight. Comes along Rabbeinu Yerucham, one of the Rishonim, Beis Yosef brings it down over here in Siv Gimel in Tov Memches. Comes along the Rabbeinu Yerucham and he brings a Bahag. He brings on this Tosefta a Bahag and he says, this is called a haruma. It's a joke. The whole thing's a joke. Selling it to you before Pesach, and then after Pesach, I come knock on the door to give it back to me. Shkaya. It's a joke. The whole thing is aroma ba'alma. So what do you want to do now? We have a Rabbeinu Yerucham that says that. So what does he say? So the Rabbeinu Yerucham, it has to be that when is it a joke? If you make it tonight. If you make a condition that when I'm selling it to you or giving it to you, I'm giving it to you, hint, you'll give it back to me, and that's my condition that I make in the shtar, that's when it's aroma, that's when it's a joke. But if you sell it to him, a good mechira, proper matana, then it's a good mechira, it's a good matana, the mechira was chal, the chometz belonged to him, motza pesach, you can get it back, and you were never over by your motza.
You have to buy it back, you can't just take it back.
100%, excellent, you have to buy it back. We'll get to that, I'll say that also, motza pesach, what does the rabbi have to do to get it back? It's also a big enough kumina. Now, let's continue. Again, tomorrow we haven't got the halacha lemaisa yet.
I presume that they can just go unlock the
car. Oh, beautiful aura. How long after Pesach are you allowed to go and eat a chometz? Now, there are those people that stay after. Yeah, very good. Excellent.
Well, hold on, when you buy your kelim back after Pesach, you have to
take all that. Right. We're getting to all the good shailas, but I didn't discuss them yet. Wait, Rabbi Yisai, we will get to it. Beis Hashem, maybe not this week, maybe next week, but Beis Hashem, we'll get to all these shailas before Pesach. Now, the Beis Yosef over here brings a Trumas Hadeshen. The Beis Yosef brings a Trumas Hadeshen, the Chedek Aleph Siman Kufay, where the Trumas Hadeshen says that you can give your chometz to a goy, chutz lebeisai. That means out of your house, and as you give it to him as a matana gemura or a mechira, even though you know that this goy will never touch a chometz in a million years over Pesach, you're allowed to give it to him b'mechira gemura, again chutz lebeisai, and you can get it back to him after Pesach without any tanai whatsoever. Don't make any conditions. Now, Beisai, you heard the lashon of Trumas Hadeshen, chutz lebeisai. What is this lashon of chutz lebeisai? So the Shulchan Aruch over here in Siv Gimel on top of Ches brings, like we mentioned before, the Tosefta brings the Rambam that we paskin that a person can give and sell to the goy b'bechira of umatona gemura as long as there's no tonight, even though you know that the goy is never going to touch that chometz in a million years. And as I pass in the Shulchan Aruch, a Rav and Siv Gimel, the kids in Shulchan Aruch, well, it's in the Kuf Yudalad, Lemaisa. There's only one problem. What did the here starts already the problems of Mechivas Chometz. What did the Trumas Hadeshen mean when he said Chutz Lebeisai? What did he mean? And here starts the problem. Comes along the Taz. The Taz, Sivkotin Dalet over here, in Top Memchas, brings the Trumas Hadeshen, the Beis Yosef. And he says, you know what he means? He means that you got to get the chometz out of your house. You can't have the chometz in your house. If you sell it to a goy and keep the chometz in your house, what does it look like? It looks like, number one, it's a joke. And number two, it looks like you're looking after chometz from the goy. Maybe you have a chayis on it. And therefore, it could be belongs to you. So the Taz wants to learn from the Trumas Hadeshen that it comes along over here that the Trumas Hadeshen seems to learn that if you sell chometz to a goy, you can't leave it in your house. You got to get rid of it. Comes along the Taz and says, no, we don't hold that way. Comes along the Taz that he wants to say the Pshat and the Beis Yosef of the Trumas Hadeshen he doesn't like, and he brings a raya for it, and he wants to turn it like this. If you are miyachad the place for the chometz, if you say that cupboard over there in the kitchen or in the dining room, it has my bottles of whiskey, or it has my Kenwood machine that has all sorts of, you know, chometz dough and whatever on it, if you're miyachad it for him, it's as if it's out of your house. So you don't physically have to take it out of the house of the Taz, as long as you specify that that's the place that that's going to be, and I'm selling that cupboard to the goy, it's ki'ilus of the Taz, as if I got it out of the house. As though stated the Taz. So it means according to the Taz, I don't have to take the whiskey's house, right? I just have to miyachah the place that that's where the whiskey's are. And again, the Beis Yosef and Trumas Hadeshen didn't hold this way. The Beis Yosef and Trumas Hadeshen hold you mamash physically have to get it out of your house. But again, the Taz did not pass in that way. Comes along the Magen Avraham, and the Magen Avraham says, Eidach Hanami, really? The chometz should get out of your house. Get the whiskey, get all the chometz out of the house. You're selling it to a goy, you're leaving your house, Meshiga, get it out. As though stated the Magen Avraham. But, and this is where the line is interesting, if you've got so much chometz that it's EF should to remove it, so Nachanami, tell the guy where it is, give him the key, tell him where the key is, Besei the Gomel, right? Besei the Gomel. And therefore that's Mutter. So we see already from here, we have a Taz who brings a Besei the Trumas Hadeshen. We have a Magen Avraham as well, that really there's a mochem to say that the chometz that you sell should never be in your house. It should be out. The only hetzer that we have is be'ikas from the Mogen Avraham. And the Mishnah Berurah paskens like this Mogen Avraham. The Mishnah Berurah brings it down to halacha. That again, you're allowed to sell chometz to the goy. You give it to him a matana, you give it to him a mechira. As long as it's a mechira, matana, gemura, b'leiv shalem. And as long as you make no conditions, it's muta. Right? Oh, but the problem is over here. Where is it? Now, we'll get back to that thing in a moment, right? But lemaisa, let's go halacha lemaisa.
If a guy owns, like, buys wine off you, it's the same, like, it's a problem, like,
yeah, no. No. Him owning it is not. Especially when he didn't touch it, didn't see it.
How we don't have to be
tovel
to
Kim. We're going to get to that. We're going to get to how exactly we get around that problem. Bein HaChanami. The Chazanish, for example, Matzah Pesach, went straight to the Tvidus Kelim Mikveh, tovel or is Kelim. Well, we'll get to that. We'll get to that in a moment, Be'ez Hashem. Now, some hold L'maisa Azrei. Once you sold your chometz, you don't have to destroy it. We said in the beginning that there's a chiva in every single yid in Klal Yisrael to get rid of your chometz. Obviously, Zuk the Gemara M'sachad Daf Hei Amid Beis, once you sell it, there's no need to destroy it. Why? It doesn't belong to me. It doesn't belong to me. Forget. There are those, look at the Me'iri, for example, in Psochem Chav Aleph, right? The Chalkas Yerib Paskin this way, the Abnei Nezer also, Chenib Mesem, Shimim Aleph. That if a person sells chomets to a goy, I've Mekayim the mitzvah of Ashvos's chomets. I've Mekayim the mitzvah of getting rid of it, because I sold it. That's Kiro, got rid of it. Others, right? Others want to hold Nishta Zoy. They also, no, what do you mean? Forget. By selling my chometz, I've been mekayim the chiv of beer chometz, right? Because Chazal told us to get rid of it. Others all forget. You mean vassal the mitzvah of tashpisu, right? As Eshtet the Chayodah, the Nishmas Odom says that if a person sells his chometz, you've been vassal the mitzvah, the key mitzvah tashpisu, because now I can't destroy it. The mitzvah is to destroy it. What am I doing? I'm selling it to somebody else. That's not destroying it. No, 10 pieces of beef is on the other. That's for the bracha of the bedika that you do to lechal on something, just in case you don't find any chometz.
But then by you burning
it. Oh, you're burning the chometz over there. But this chometz that I have in my house, 30 days before Pesach, has a chiv besim to destroy it, and I'm selling it again. It's a sheet in Nishmas Adam. Lemais, the minig is not that way. What's the halacha if a person doesn't have any chometz? Some, you walk into a brand new apartment erev Pesach, there's nothing to be found. Or you go to a hotel for Pesach, and they've checked every chometz. Is there an inyan to do mechiras chometz? You've got no chometz, you don't own chometz. Is there an inyan bechlal? So obviously, me'ika adin, as those state in tshuvas ima yesha, chelik alves ima kuflam and hey, no, what do you have to mechira for? Mechira is for chometz, I don't know chometz, what's the shayla? I don't have to do it. Or with the poskim bismanenu, for example, lehoris nosin, with v'yashiv zatzal, with shlema zalman as well, they held no. A person should still do it. Why? You never know. You never know. There could be a samashu of chometz in your suit pocket. There could be under your bed. There could be... Who knows? Memela, it's always kedai to do a mechiras chometz to be yet to any chashash whatsoever. Rav Nissen Karelitz held Nista, sorry. Zuk Nissen Karelitz Shlita Shav Rafua Shalema held that if a person checked properly, that a good bedika, there's no reason b'chlal to do a mechira. And as they pass him the B'tzidah B'shol in the Orlitzin. So it's a machlekes apoiskim whether or not a person, if he doesn't have any chometz, is he mechoyev to do bedika's chometz over there. Now lemaisa. We have to stop over here, but there are be'erach 6 or 7 reasons for a person not to do mechiras chometz. Right now, we've spoken out beremez a few of them, but we're going to speak it out be'ez Hashem on Sunday. We're going to go through all of the reasons why a person should not be soimach on mechiras chometz, and then we'll speak out be'ez Hashem the minig in Klal Yisrael, and then we'll go through the halachas of exactly how do they do the mechiras chometz, how do they get around all the problems, and what a person should look out for. Be'ez Hashem, we'll do that on Sunday.